This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family, his companions and his followers until the day of judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his last and final messenger. قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remind us in this verse in Surah Yunus that you should celebrate, you should enjoy, you should be so happy and rejoice by Allah, because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. To celebrate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. And what can be more manifestation of Allah's mercy than what He ordained for us? From the things that it will purify us from our sins and it will elevate our status in paradise. What can be more deserving of celebrating than celebrating the month of Ramadan, celebrating the Quran, celebrating As-Siyam, celebrating Al-Qiyam, celebrating Laylatul Qadr, celebrating the Sadaqat of Ramadan, celebrating Khatm al-Quran in the month of Ramadan. Shahru Ramadan is one of the months that Muslims should celebrate and should be so happy as it arrived. Inna min alamat al-Iman, one of the sign of the Iman, that the mu'min feels when Ramadan comes so happy, so excited. And one of the sign of the weakness of Iman and the weakness of the level of ubudiyya lillah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Ramadan comes, the person said, oh, you know, this is kind of hard. Again, we're going to be fasting. And all this discouragement, that's actually a sign of the weakness of Iman. And if you have this, astaghfirullah, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His forgiveness. Because there are certain sins you have committed or you are committing or you have not fully repented from it, impacted your heart and block you from seeing that great opportunity of the month of Ramadan, that every Muslim and every mu'min always waiting for it. Inna Ramadan ila Ramadan kaffaratun lima baynahuma. From one Ramadan to another is an expiation for your sins. It is a month where you will increase your good deeds, increase your connection with the Quran, increase your connection with Allah through the dua, increase your connection with people, with family, members, with the Muslim world through all the khair and donation that alhamdulillah every year that we gather in this masjid. I'm proud to say that this community alone, last year, just only last year, you, with your donation, we have reached more than, or we have given more than $200,000 in donation to various places around the world and locally in the United States. People to help people, individuals and organizations as well. And that's from the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I bet you anything, no one ever told me after Ramadan, I have not yet. I never been imam in this masjid more than 20 years. And before that, for a decade, I never experienced someone came to me and said, Sheikh, by the way, the $10,000 that I donated last year broke me. Or you know what, I regret it. Or you know what, now I don't know what to do. Even in the most difficult time, I remember in the corona, you know, in the pandemic, when the economy was bad, I still remember people telling me, Sheikh, I don't have an income like last year, but I still gonna give from my saving. I would never forget that. And things turned on. Nobody regret the sadaqah. You know, nobody regret it. You might regret spending money in something else, in the investment, or, you know, if you bought Trump Bitcoin or something like that, now you're regretting it. You know, that's your prerogative, that's your choice. But for sadaqah, I have not seen yet anyone have regretting by donating for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يا ذا الذي ما كفاه الذنب في رجب حتى عصى ربه في شهر شعبان قد أظلك شهر الصوم بعدهما فلا تصيره أيضا شهر عصياني. Those who disobey Allah in Rajab and followed by Sha'ban, Ramadan have come. Don't make Ramadan like the previous 2 months, months of sinning and laziness. وَاتْلُوا الْقُرْآنَ وَسَبِّحْ فِيهِ مُجْتَهِدًا فَإِنَّهُ شَهْرُ تَسْبِيحٍ وَقُرْآنِ فَاحْمِلْ عَلَى جَسَدٍ تَرْجُ النَّجَاةَ لَهَا فَسَوْفَ تُضْرَمُ أَجْسَادٌ بِنِيرَانِ. It's a month of Qur'an, a month of recitation, the Qur'an, a month of commitment to goodness, a month of tasbih. So make sure that you commit yourself and you do your best so you can save your own body from tomorrow, from a fire that's وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ, from a fire that the fuel of it is the body of humans and stones. كم كنت تعرف ممن صام في سلف من بين أهل وجيران وإخوان أفناهم الموت واستبقاك بعدهم حيا فما أقرب القاصي من الداني. We know many people did not make it to Ramadan, died before witnessing the month of Ramadan. People that we know died 2, 3, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. I'm sure they would wish to have the opportunity to be here today to witness the month of Ramadan. Me and you, no one of us can guarantee that we will complete the month of Ramadan. So be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have the intention to do the best during the month of Ramadan. Death have, you know, taken them away, and one day will take you away as well. كان عمر رضي الله عنه, Umar used to light up the masajid in Ramadan, the masjid in Ramadan, make it full of lights, live. And that continued, and this is celebration for having Ramadan, coming Ramadan. And that continued after him. حتى قال علي بن أبي طالب لما رأى في الكوفة مساجد الكوفة مزينة بالأنوار بالنور قال نور الله قبرك يا عمر كما نورت مساجدنا. علي رضي الله عنه said, may Allah fill your grave with light, the same way you have put lights in our masajid during the nights of Ramadan. Yes, كان السلف رحمهم الله, they treat Ramadan in a very special way. كان عمرو بن قيس الملائي إذا دخل شعبان أغلق حانوته وتفرغ لقراءة القرآن في شعبان ورمضان. قيس عمرو بن قيس الملائي, he would from شعبان start dedicating more time than business to the Quran and to read the Quran and to good deeds. I'm not asking you to stop going to work during the month of Ramadan. But what I'm asking you, maybe you can take more days off. And when you take days off, make sure that you spend in the masjid, make i'tikaf. Make sure that you plan from now, in the last 10 days, maybe 2, 3 nights, to be with us here all the night. The masjid open all the last nights of Ramadan. Make sure that you know, maybe if you have a flexible schedule, put for yourself a little bit of time, where a buffer, where you can come a little bit early to the salah, and leave a little bit after salah. Do you know that, you know, I'm talking about an average person, you know, in a middle speed, will read a whole entire juz in 20 minutes without being interrupted. And so if it was 20 minutes, yes, just try it and see, but dedicate yourself to read, you will read in 20 minutes. Maybe some people more. But in 20 minutes, it means if you dedicate, you know, an hour, that's 3 juz a day. That's every 10 days you make one khatm al-Qur'an. By the way, the shaitan make it sound so difficult. I remember reading Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdih 100 marra, tughfar lak dhunubuk walau kazabad al-bahr. Do me a favor. Please, do me a favor. Before you leave the masjid today, just say Subhanallah al-Azim wa bihamdih 100 times. Okay? After you finish salah. And please check how long it will take you to do it. The slowest of you will be 3 minutes, 2.5 minutes. Most of you will finish it in 1 minute and 1.5 minutes. Subhanallah, 100 times, ya Shaykh, that's a lot. That's a minute and a half. How many they put you in hold? How many minutes goes in traffic? How many minutes goes in nonsense things in our life? But the shaitan make it so difficult. Same thing with the reading the Quran. And كان معل بن أسد, one of the early generation, يقول سمعت معتمرا معتمر يقول كان أبي يوقظ كل من في الدار إذا دخل رمضان
ويقول قوموا فعلكم لا تدركوه بعد هذا. He used to wake up his family and encourage his family member to get advantage of the nights of Ramadan. Make sure that you wake up your kids for Fajr prayer, for Suhoor. Make sure that you take care of your family. That's one of the most important things of Ramadan. That the one who deserves your investment the most, your children, your wife, your family member. Make sure that you reach out to them, encourage them to do good deeds, to encourage them and follow up with them. People get excited the first, the second day. But it just not, I don't want our next Muslim generation, Ramadan for them became a cultural thing. It has to be an act of worship, a ibadah, not a cultural thing. It's not just, you know, it's not a Christmas. We have certain lights and that's about it. No, it is a ibadah. It's coming closer to Allah. It is, you know, changing your attitude. لا يكون يوم صومك ويوم فطرك سواء. Cannot be the same, the day of your sabr, the day of fasting and the day of not fasting the same. As many said that from the early generation, رحمه الله تعالى. كان يحيى بن كثير يقول اللهم سلمنا إلى رمضان. اللهم آمين. وسلم لنا رمضان. آمين. وتسلمه منا متقبلا. يا رب, save us until we witness the Ramadan. And save Ramadan for us and take it from us fully, completely. إن الله جعل رمضان مضمارا لخلقه يستبقون فيه إلى مرضاته فسبق قوم ففازوا وتخلف آخرون فخابوا العجب من اللاعب الضاحك في اليوم الذي يفوز فيه المحسنون ويخسر فيه المبطلون. قاله الحسن البصري رحمه الله. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said something even better than what Al-Hasan said. He said, Ameen. When Jibreel said, a loser is the person who witnessed Ramadan and his sin are not forgiven. Or her sins are not forgiven. And Al-Hasan al-Basri said, in Ramadan, it is like a race. Some will win, some will lose. The one who will lose, the one who will not put an effort. And the one who will win, the one who will put the effort. And care as much as you can in Ramadan for your fasting. Make sure you protect your siyam. Don't reduce the ajr of your siyam by backbiting, lying, watching, doing it what's haram, missing salawat. That's the most important asset that you have to care for the most during the month of Ramadan. I love what some said. Ramadan is, you know, a boost for your whole entire iman. لأن الإيمان مركب من شيئين. الإيمان is made of a combination of two things. صبر وشكر. To be patient and to be grateful to Allah. That's to complete your iman. Ramadan teaches you both. In the daytime, sabr. And when you break your fast, you're grateful and thankful to Allah. As-sabr wa-shukr. We need to learn that and to manifest this in our life. And to see how this will be translated to actions and to the way we carry ourselves in our behavior and our relationship with Allah and with people. My brothers and sisters, make sure we are sincere. Make sure that we have the right intention. We make sure that we have the intention to do as much as good as we can. And we commit to it. And if we fall short, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us inshallah for your intention. One of the things that will help you a lot in ibadah and Ramadan, that get your tongue to be always moistened by dhikrullah. إِنَّ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَعْظَمِ الْأَسْبَابِ الْمُعِينَ عَلَى عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ. Dhikrullah helps you a lot to be able to do a lot of good deeds. It makes it so easy for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us not to mention Him. Just mention Him. No. He said, اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. يعني في النهار والليل. Mention Allah a lot and glorify Him in the morning and in the night. والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات. Those who mention Allah a lot, who remember Allah a lot, male and female. أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. Allah prepared for them a great deal of forgiveness and a great deal of reward. وكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يذكر الله على كل أحيانه. You know, Ibn al-Jawzi رحمه الله said, Ramadan is like an ambassador who comes to represent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to you. It's like when you receive an ambassador. How you treat the ambassador, it shows what kind of person you are. I think so we learned that today early in the morning. Anyway, how you treat your guest It shows what kind of character you are, or what kind of person you are. So he said, whoever treats Ramadan with greatness, it means go back to Allah and deliver that message to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you will be honored and respected. And if you treated Ramadan with negligence, with no care, or fake excitement, with no real commitment, no real change, what will go back and tell about who you are, what kind of person you are? So make sure that you make that a good ambassador for you. Month of Ramadan, the month of da'wah. People their hearts open for khair. Reach out to them. Reach out to friends, to family, to neighbors. Many people even accept Islam in Ramadan, which is something very unique. Make sure that you reach out to your family. This is the time for them to bring them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So take full advantage of it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yarzuqana wa iyaakum al-ilma al-nafi' wal-amal al-salih. Aqulu ma sami'tu wa astaghfirullah. Alhamdulillah wahdahu as-salatu was-salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa ba'd. Be careful, my brothers and sisters, from wasting your time or around people who waste your time. Make sure you talk to your teenager boy and girls. In Ramadan and Taraweeh, don't hang out, especially in that dark parking lot behind the ditches back there. Allah knows what's happened there. Cannot police everybody, we're not used to policing everybody, but everybody should have a self, you know, awareness. Make sure you talk, you advise. You see people not caring about, you know, praying, not caring about, you know, attending Taraweeh. Now we don't like to have, you know, I read, we have something, Taraweeh challenge, Taraweeh warriors. You know, I think it's a nice thing for youth of Taraweeh warriors, but yani warriors over half a page a day, yani a rak'ah. Yani if you can be a warrior for that much of salah or short salah, yani la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. I don't know what to say. But anyway, may Allah accept. The point is not how long, it's the point how focused you are and how much you enjoy and you benefit. That's why it's not about finishing the whole Quran in 30 days or 20 days, 10 days. It's about enjoying the salah. So make sure that we help one another to do that. Make sure to talk to our kids about, you know, not to waste their time with people who are not interested in ibadah, not interested in, don't let them rule Ramadan for you. Those who, you know, chat and those who talk and those who gossip and those who have nothing came here not to make dhikr and tasbih. Make sure that you don't, you know, waste your time because of them. Also, make sure that you care a lot about your family members. I can't emphasize enough on this. We have a slogan for this Ramadan. I want everybody to memorize this word. This is something we want to make it shi'ar hadha shahr. It is the slogan, it is the goal of this month. Something that I need your help to make sure we all implemented. Let's make our experience in this month of Ramadan here in the masjid, as-sakina as-sakina, tranquility and peace. Let's use this word a lot, as-sakina as-sakina, tranquility and peace. Let's come to the masjid in tranquility. Let's drive in tranquility. Let's talk to one another in tranquility. Let's, you know, let the kids act in peace and tranquility. Let's, after salah, the masjid feels that there is peace and tranquility. Let's care for that. And I cannot do that alone, and volunteer cannot do that. It's our responsibility collectively. Sisters and brothers, youth and elders, let's make sure that there is a sakina in the masjid. There is peace, there is tranquility when you come walk into the masjid. Let's make this as a goal to achieve in this Ramadan. Even if somebody, you know, make you maybe angry or mad in the parking lot, whatever, just peace, tranquility. The only one I cannot promise I'll be very peaceful about is the fundraising, but I'm just, might be aggressive. No, inshallah, let's do this as smooth and peaceful as it could be. Thank you very much. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us our good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this month as usual. It's a blessed month for our community and blessed month for the Muslim around the world. And this is something also we should reflect upon, that alhamdulillah that we are in ni'mah. We see people around the world, our brother and sister in Gaza and Palestine, are suffering. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yani, test you with something different. Yani, you just make sure that you remember them in your dua, you remember them inshallah. And we have a lot of activity related to them as well during this Ramadan. But we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for all Muslims around the world, to bring peace and tranquility to all people around the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for our brother and sister who's suffering, especially in Palestine, and make it peaceful in Sudan and Syria and around the world, and make it easy for those who are hungry, those who are in need. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, bless our community, bless our masjid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our families and protect us from all the fitan ma zahara minha wa ma batan. Allahumma ighfir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'fu anna wa'akrim nuzulana wa taqabbal minna. Wa salli allahumma ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi wa qumu salati. Yarhamkumullah.